RTE Radio 1 Sport with the Kia EV6, Irish Car of the Year and European Car of the Year 2022. Discover the EV6 at kia.com.
And at 7.36, it's good morning to Darren Frehill.
Good morning, Audrey. Well, RTE understands that the Irish government is expected to back the FAI's bid to co-host Euro 2028. That's with Scotland, Wales, England and Northern Ireland. It appears there are no other bids on the table as things stand ahead of the deadline. The deadline itself for interested parties for this process is tomorrow, and then a final bid was due to be submitted early next year. But with no other bids, it seems, UEFA could be in a position to bring a formal announcement forward. At this stage, it's unclear how many matches that'd be played here or what stadium would be used. The Cabinet, we understand, will be briefed on the situation later today. I'm going to have more on this later in the programme, but our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane, has a very detailed account on the RTÉ News website worth checking out on the News app. Now, the Irish soccer team to play Belgium in a friendly on Saturday, they continue their preparations this week. And they might be without a number of their stars, the Belgians, but they will still be a handful. Conor Hourihan has been telling Tony O'Donoghue why he thinks this Irish group have turned a corner.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Look, the manager had a really tough time when he first took over with the COVID and the COVID cases and pullouts and all that kind of stuff. It got to a kind of a ridiculous stage for us at one stage. A country like ourselves, you know, we haven't got the luxury of loads and loads of players, you know, so any kind of four or five dropouts affects the squad. So we had countless amount of COVIDs there at one stage. So, yeah, hopefully now, like I said, the last couple of camps, we've kind of seen the back of that. Hopefully we can kick on now with the positive results we've had in the last few camps, COVID kind of behind us and onto exciting times.
And talk to me a little bit about Belgium. It isn't quite their front line, you know. If you have a De Bruyne and you choose not to bring him into your squad, you'd imagine it would weaken them a bit, but they still have a very impressive looking squad.
Yeah, I'd say they'll be all right, Tony, to be honest with you. You know, they're pretty exciting. They've got a fantastic squad. They, you know, one or two out, they'll have a few lads, you know, jumping at the bit, ready to go. World-class name, so yeah, they'll be fine, I reckon.
Yeah, I'm sure they will, Conor. Well said. Udinese has confirmed the signing of the Irish under-21 player Festi Ebozele from Derby County. The 19-year-old is out of contract at the end of the season. Very highly rated, wide player. He's agreed a 5-year deal to go with the Italian Serie A side. The new Irish skipper, Nicola Friday, says it's a huge honour to captain Ireland. She was announced the new skipper yesterday ahead of the TikTok Six Nations, which begins this weekend. Nicola had a special mention for her hometown when the news was made public yesterday.
I owe it a lot to my home club of Tullamore. I started there with them in my second year of college, and I always say that it was the girls there and the coaches there that kind of, they installed the love of rugby. Like, if I'd gone into that session and they hadn't been as welcoming or I hadn't enjoyed it as much, maybe I wouldn't have gone back to it, you know, that kind of way. So I find that's the draw to rugby, and that's what your local clubs bring is that love for the game. And like, I'm still, like, they're still some of my closest friends, even though I've moved on to different club. They still are my number one supporters, and they're the ones that I always kind of go back to when I'm at home. So they've definitely installed the love of rugby into me.
The dates and times for the Alliance League hurling semi-finals have been confirmed. Cork will meet Kilkenny and Páirc Uíomh on Saturday at 7:15 in the evening, and then Wexford and Waterford will be played on Sunday at Nolan Park at 3:45. The relegation playoff between Offaly and Antrim goes ahead in Navan on Saturday at 3. Finally, Phil Mickelson, it seems, will not be competing at the Masters this year. His name has been removed from a list of active players competing for the tournament. Mickelson has been taking a break from the game after comments he made about the Saudi Arabian regime. He had been involved in a Saudi-backed golf series. That's your sport for now. I'll be back after the news at 8:30.
Talk to you then, Darren. Thank you. It's 7:41 now on Morning Ireland.